This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Nothing hidden about what's on the agenda for today, because today is New Year's Eve, Thursday the 31st of December. Kiss this year.
Well, that's not a big enough kiss. What do you think, Victoria? You better kiss her.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what is better? You know what will be better? I got something better. The good old American salute. Can you hear that? Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Heard it.
Okay.
Love it.
There it is. Okay, or raise the right finger to this year. Any or all of those things would be extremely relevant and applicable. New Year's Eve, final day. This is the Gregorian calendar. You know that. That's what we call the year of our Lord, Anno Domini, all the things that are used to attribute the year 2020 is otherwise irrelevant. The Chinese year, I think it's 5731 or something like that, and in the Muslim religion, there's another year for it. But it's all, you know, what's it relate to? That's in your life, if you are a follower or a believer in all of the things that the various churches have put together. It's a convenient measure. It's much easier than if we take the actual year of the origin of the earth. Like, how could it be? How would you like to say, hell, it's December 31st, 5,332,485,213. That's a little cumbersome, right? I mean, this kind of puts
it. Maybe someday that will be the accurate count. I don't know. I don't know if the planet will last that long, but.
Yeah, right. Well, the planet will probably last a good deal longer than the human occupation of it. At the rate that we're going. Anyway, so back to the Gregorian calendar, the official global standard, because, again, there were lots of different and diverse calendars that track what essence. What's really fascinating about time is that it has worked out. This is the, for me, in a spiritual sense, Victoria, the coming together of all of the things that have made it work, like the moon functions around the earth in an elliptical orbit that lasts 28 and a quarter days, and the earth goes around the sun in 365 day units, and the earth spins on its axis in exactly a 24-hour, I think it's actually 23 hours 59 minutes and 92.92 seconds, or something like that, because we have to make up a second every how many years? The atomic clock has to make up a second someplace here and there. But anyway, the perfection of how everything functions. And then when you think about the planet and how it survives, water and air and things that grow, including all of the species that are on the planet and the human. If we just analyze our body and how it works, the heart, the brain, everything that functions as well as it does. I think I said yesterday that we are actually built, according to most people who've studied the body, the human body, we could live, if we didn't do such stupid stuff to ourselves, 140, 150 years. Now, it seems hard to imagine that there's that much in our body, but there is. But we smoke and we drink and we eat ice cream and we drive cars too fast and, you know, the other things that happen. Anyway, the Gregorian calendar we use today came from the Pope, Pope Gregory the VIII, back in 1582. The Gregorian calendar based on the solar year and replaced the Roman calendar, which was done when Caesar was the ruler. Remember, the fact that we have the month of July and August came from the two Caesars, Julius Caesar and Augustus Caesar. That's why there were 10 months before that, and they, in their ego, figured out how to. And I don't know how it worked in 10 months. If you have 60 days and you divide it in 10 segments, there were 6 extra days. So the original. average of 30 anyway. What's the old expression? 30 days, half September, April, May, and November. All the rest have 30, one in kind, except leap year, which has 29. Did you learn that when you were in the fourth grade?
Yeah, except the last line was just February has 28. I've never heard the leap year line, but it makes more sense.
Yeah, anyway, I'm glad to say things that make sense. Thank you very much. Anyway, so it's New Year's Eve, and we have a little regalia. Most people aren't doing much for New Year's Eve. I may go to a movie tonight like I do from time to time, and that's about it. And tomorrow, it's a great day on the farm because everybody works tomorrow. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day isn't like Christmas Day, and we have a great expedition on the farm. The piles of manure everywhere are going to get spread tomorrow. That'll be the big day. That's how we start the new year on the farm. How are you going to start the new year, Victoria?
I'm not doing anything with manure. No. Yeah, I don't know what we're doing. Probably just sleeping in and then just enjoying some time off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a bad thing. That's a lot of people are going to be doing time off from things like talking about who is a loser and who's a winner. And these people who are trying to delay affirming Joe Biden as the next president of the United States. Interesting exercise, whether you believe any of the hardcore in the Congress and in the Senate want to try to change the whatever, change the outcome. It's inevitable, though I think there are plenty of votes there to make sure that what McConnell has told the Republicans not to do this, and so they're not paying any attention
Well, it's only one guy right now. It's just the Republican senator from Missouri, Josh Hawley. He's the one who started it. Other people may join the bandwagon, but it seems to be a pretty unpopular thing to do.
Well, but it's playing to the hardcore base. If in the districts that these people serve, there's a big Trump, you know, there's a big Trump movement.
Yeah.
Then, but I think Trump himself has even given up, right? Or there's some lawsuit still, though. Isn't there a lawsuit in one state trying to kick the can down the road?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. There were so many, and they all got rejected, so I'm not sure. So this was his, essentially, the final strategy was to try to get Congress to overturn the election results because the courts have just largely rejected all of this, and so nothing will change the outcome legally. So Congress would be the last, the very last stop before they certify the election on January 6th. And unfortunately, you know, there are protests planned, and it's just, it'll still start the year in a tumultuous way.
A black eye, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's unfortunate, but it is what it is.
That's what America is about. Interesting, in that wrinkle department, I thought it was interesting that Walmart apologized for a tweet that, did you see that?
No.
There's a big Twitter thing, boycott Walmart. Mm-hmm. Because of what was, this is Senator Hawley again, and Walmart, for some reason or other, got into the fray, and there was something that came from the Home Office that suggested that Hawley was a sore loser, and that he ought to kind of smarten up, and then Twitter went nuts with the supporters, you know, saying, boycott Walmart, stay out of Walmart, don't ever go to Walmart again.
That's their shopping
their base. Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
So that's really weird.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Well, maybe they're thinking.
But look, Walmart, however, you know, there are a lot of Republicans who feel like this is just, you know, Mitch McConnell being at the top of the food chain there, that just feel like it's time to move forward.
I'm
you know, there are a lot of, and the, you know, the two running in Georgia, they both now, they're on the bandwagon of $2,000 stimulus checks. I mean, they're running for election next Tuesday. So, you know, it's interesting how many people are now coming out, you know, not afraid of, you know, the wrath of Trump. And they just want to move forward, and they don't feel like they have to answer to him anymore. So we're kind of seeing, you know, true stripes from a lot of people.
The reality is that Trump has lost. It'd be interesting to see how the next 4 years go. I'm not going to look into a crystal ball, but I think that his time has come and gone. He's done what he wanted to do or needed to do. He said he had more to do.
He's going to move into a very, very cushy private
different
life.
Oh, yeah.
Very,
right.
You
make
know,
a lot
much
of money.
More lucrative. Oh, yeah, yeah. Much more lucrative than where he came from.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe then he'll be happy to show his tax returns.
Yeah.
So he'll be paying a lot more than $175.
So speaking of Mitch McConnell, in a moment or two, let's review the battle over the stimulus checks and see who's coming out on top there, see if the American public is going to come out on top, as it were. 16 after the hour on the Thursday, December 31st, last program of the year, the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer back on Monday. I hope that she's been using her Navage because she was in the studio with Dr. Drew and her local program in Los Angeles last week, and he's got it. So hopefully Jennifer is cleaning her nose. I haven't heard boo from her. I sent her a couple notes. Did you hear anything from her?
Nothing.
Disappeared. Nah, she'd have said something one way or another. Anyway, this is the best way to clean out the congestion. You wake up and your sinus, your nose is just plugged up, and you blow your nose and stuff, yucca bunga comes out. It's kind of gross, but yet what's going on in your body is gross too, and you want to get rid of those germs. Victoria is the best example I've come up with using this thing every day for her nasal hygiene, and your stories are pretty consistent about how it cleans you out and makes you feel, right? I mean, that's really what this is about.
For sure.
It makes you feel so much better.
Yep, and the dry heat that, you know, if you're living in a colder climate like we are, it's, you know, the dry heat just goes, it goes right to your sinus congestion. My husband has been snoring a lot for the last few nights, and so last night I said to him, I was like, no more. Yeah. I did, and he didn't snore at all. It's wonderful. It's amazing.
That's the focus right there. Navage Nasal Care. Start the new year by making a resolution to take better care of yourself, and this is an easy way to do it. Very easy. Navage.com, the nasal care system that actually works to keep you healthy, keep your nasal hygiene up to par. So check it all out on the web at Navage.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
All right, so this battle over the stimulus checks, it seems to be coming down to Bernie versus Mitch, the $2,000 thing, and now it looks like the EU will end and there won't be any passage because Mitch says no to a standalone bill or a vote anyway. Bernie Sanders, they've been shooting sort of verbal bullets at each other for a while.
Bernie says that he's not going to vote on the override vote of Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. Bernie's holding that up and Mitch is holding up the other thing. So they're basically at an impasse. But I did think it was funny that Mitch McConnell said that Bernie was the junior senator from Vermont. I don't know how he's a junior after all these years, but okay.
Right. 21 after the hour, DJV time.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
It's now 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Happy New Year, everybody. There are a lot of things going on people in terms of trending items, which is what we started to do at 23 after each hour. I guess the first one is the passing of Joe Clark, Victoria, mm-hmm. who inspired the movie Lean on Me. High school principal, I remember this movie, I remember this guy. He was the principal of Eastside High School in Paterson, New Jersey. And is his name still alive in New Jersey, where you live there and probably hear some of the folklore about his approach, pretty heavy on discipline. He actually expelled 300 students for fighting, for vandalism, for abuse of teachers, drug possession, that kind of stuff. He used to go through the hallways with a bullhorn and a baseball bat. And that was what the movie was about. He published a book called Laying Down the Law about his strategy at the high school. He was a resident of South Orange, New Jersey, moved to retire down to Florida. He was at home, surrounded by his family when he passed away. He'd been sick for quite a while. He's only 82. That's not really that old, but he was a tough man, a tough cookie.
Well, but if he was saddest... anything like the movie, Morgan Freeman was amazing in the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know much about him in his real life, but I don't know when he retired, but I certainly know of him from the movie.
Yeah.
It's an interesting, I don't know if anyone, I think, I don't know if other, you know, principals followed in his footsteps and had that same approach. I'm not sure.
But, the guy that, where I went to high school, Framingham South High School, we call him Rotten Ralph. His name was Ralph Martins, and he was pretty much the same in the 1960s. I was in high school from 1960 to 1964, and he was the guy. You didn't mess around with Ralph. You saw him coming, you turn around and ran the other way. That's right. He had the nickname of Rotten Ralph. I just remember that. See, I remember a kid on the bus who we used to have, the patrolman, Officer Mahoney, whose wife was my third grade teacher? Yeah, I think she was my third. She was second or third grade teacher, Alice Mahoney. And so Walter Mahoney was the the police officer for the school. And we'd, you know, at the end of the day, when the buses would leave the yard, at 3 o'clock or whatever it was, this kid, Peter Olson, used to open up the window of the bus and yell out the window, "What's a penny made out of, dirty copper?" And then he'd spit on him.
So one day the bus driver just stopped the bus. Mahoney came over and got this kid, brought him into school, and whatever he did, I don't know what Rotten Ralph did to him, but the kid sat and never, there was never another word from that kid in school, on the bus, anywhere. So that was the legacy, I guess, of Joe Clark. What makes me sad is Dawn Wells has passed away. This is really trending all over the place. She had COVID. She was only 82. I interviewed her a couple of times. I actually thought she was really worth chasing around, if that isn't too crude.
Oh, God.
She was
Did
really,
you try?
Well, she and I flirted each time that we talked to each other. She played Marianne Summers. Remember Tina Louise, who played Ginger Grant on Gilligan's Island, said, quote, "I was sad to learn Dawn's passing. We shared in creating a cultural landmark." It certainly was. Gilligan's Island was something. I mean, you're probably too young to remember.
No, it was in replays when I was a kid.
Yeah,
it was on, I don't know if it was Nick at Night, but it was something a repackage of all those black and white sitcoms. I loved Gilligan's Island.
Really.
My gosh, I loved it.
She was in a lot of different shows, too, afterwards. The Maverick, Bonanza, Joey Bishop, Sunset Strip, Hawaiian Eye. She was... she beat out 350 other actresses to get the role that she was in. She was born in Reno and represented her state in the Miss America pageant back in 1959. So the passing, she was in a number of motion pictures along with 150 different TV shows. She was off Broadway, on Broadway. So Marianne Dawn Wells has passed away at the age of 82. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford has officially unveiled the zero-emission all-electric e-Transit, and it's arriving at a time when Americans and others around the globe are ready to embrace the potential of green delivery. According to a new survey, people are increasingly expressing openness to delivery services operated by electric vehicles. More than 60% of Americans and 68% of Brits care about environmental impact of vehicles used by delivery services. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions equal housing matter license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The new highly contagious coronavirus strain from the United Kingdom has spread to Southern California. No other additional information was given. The first case of the coronavirus variant in the United States was detected in Colorado on Tuesday. Dr. Fauci said he wasn't surprised by the reports and suggested there are likely others in California and other states due to international travel. It should be noted that there is no science to indicate the strain is deadlier. Scores of Cuban refugees blocked a border crossing from Mexico to the United States near Ciudad Juarez. On Wednesday, dozens of Cubans asked immigration officials to allow them entry into El Paso, Texas, to look at their asylum cases. The refugees said they're fleeing political persecution by the Castro regime. Representative Adam Kinzinger, Republican from Illinois, says up to 100 lawmakers will vote not to accept Joe Biden's victory when Congress convenes on January 6 to count the Electoral College votes. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
As we wrap up 2020 with a great big good riddance, how can we move 2021 into a more positive role in our lives? USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
Jerry Weiss-Corvalley of the Good News Network tells us about one result from the survey that was conducted by one poll. So what do people want in 2021?
Number one, have a more positive outlook in life. Number two, try not to focus on the negative things as much. Number three, take better care of their mental health. Number four, donate more money to charity. And number five, volunteer in their community more.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
It's college football bowl season. Dan Naraki gets us up to date.
Action Wednesday began with Wisconsin taking the Duke's Mayo Bowl over Wake Forest 42-28. Number six, Oklahoma rolled number seven, Florida 55-20 in the Cotton Bowl Classic. Three games are on tap for New Year's Eve as number 24 Tulsa takes on Mississippi State in the Armed Forces Bowl. Mid-American Conference champion Ball State will meet Mountain West Conference champs number 22 San Jose State in the Arizona Bowl, and West Virginia will take on Army in the Liberty Bowl. Traditionally, the Sun Bowl is held on New Year's Eve, but this year's edition was canceled because of rising COVID cases in El Paso, Texas, the home of the game. It's the first time in the 85-year history of the game that it's been called off. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Actress Dawn Wells has died. Marianne on Gilligan's Island TV show died Wednesday morning in Los Angeles, California, from coronavirus complications. She was 82. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Fry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What are you doing for New Year's Eve is the question of the day. This is the DJV Daily Program. Jennifer Horn off this week, back in the Monday slot. It's Victoria Keelan and Doug who have the opportunity, the honor of working out the last day of the year with you. And one of the things that people are looking at is this ball. There are, you know, not only New York, but there are a lot of cities around the country, Victoria, that traditionally ring in the new year, dropping these big objects that have some local significance. So a lot of people will be witnessing all these different traditions on television because everybody's staying home, right? Nobody's going to parties. Well, yeah. I'm betting
you
there's some jerks somewhere that'll be going to parties. But so anyway, there are a number of drops. Let's see what we can watch here. The fiberglass fish named Wally the Walleye that resides in Port Clinton, Ohio, not far from where I went to school at Heidelberg. That traditionally drops on New Year's Eve, but it's not going to stop this celebration. Walleyes are the fish in Lake Erie that are most popular. Most a lot of people, they're all over the Great Lakes, actually. A lot of fishermen like them. Let's see here. The drop will be held virtually on the Wally Walleye YouTube. Excuse me.
Wally the Walleye has a YouTube page, folks. You can watch him drop or it drop. Fish are not, there's no such thing as a male fish or a female fish, right? No, there are, because female fish lay the eggs, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So, do they copulate? They must, somehow or other.
I think it's just a fertilization.
Really? You don't want
to fish mating. I really don't know. I that would be my guess.
Fish mating. Really? You want to do some research on that?
Not really. Not really.
All right. So now let's move to the town of Burgaw, North Carolina. The North Carolina Blueberry Festival is held there every year. Once again, they will welcome in the new year by dropping a giant blueberry. How about that? I've never seen that. I want to see that. Can we see that on YouTube?
Yeah, all this stuff is online. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's a 6-foot-tall metal pine cone that will be illuminated with lots of LED lights that will come down from the Weatherford Hotel in Flagstaff, Arizona tonight. You can watch that at pineconedrop.com. Let's see. Let's go to Wisconsin now, Plymouth, Wisconsin, home of Sartori Cheese. And they have a cheese drop that will go.
I saw a picture of this one. This is funny. This is a giant wedge of cheese that comes down. Yeah.
That's where the cheese heads. That's Wisconsin, is where the cheese heads are, right? Cheese heads, cheese hats, what do they call them? The cheese.
Those are the
Green Bay. What do they call
the Green Bay Packers are the cheese heads, right?
Cheese heads, yeah, I think that's right. And then let's see here. Plymouth is the cheese capital of the world, Plymouth, Wisconsin. So that's where they're going to drop the wedge. It's Bella Vitano Gold. That's what the cheese is called. Have you ever had that? Bella Vitano Gold?
I have, actually. Yeah. It sounds really familiar. I don't remember. I'm sure it is. I love all cheese.
All right, so I want to know,
a cheese then,
where can I go to watch the American cheese ball drop? Because I don't like any of these other cheeses. I just like American cheese. So
which
can
is
we
not
get
cheese,
this someplace?
So, yeah. I love reminding you that it's not cheese. American cheese, by definition, only has to be 50% cheese.
Right. So the rest of it is
maybe all. For 2021, you should start eating real cheese.
You know, that'd I've sworn off of a friend of mine who's very sensitive, did a little test on my body and said that I should not be eating cheese at all. I've been doing some of Jack's or Mary's milkshakes with really good. I found some really good milk. And so I'm doing that.
Are you lactose intolerant at all?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
That's right.
Raw milk has been so important to me.
Right.
And good ice cream and things like that. So that's been something that has saved me a bit from perhaps being heavier than I am. I'm not heavy, but
a good friend of mine is lactose intolerant, and she can only have goat cheese like goat's milk yogurt.
Right.
Yeah, because everything else is just really, really bad for her and very hard for her to digest.
Uh-huh. Alex Trebek's Final Jeopardy is going to be on. I've been watching Jeopardy just because I knew it was the end of him and the show. They've been playing shows from the 1990s, 2000. They've been sort of, and at the end of them, they have a tribute in honor of Alex Trebek. And I'm trying to remember, in memoriam, Alex Trebek, a great friend, and something else it says at the end that really is a very concise tribute to the man that made that show what it was. So his final episodes will be on next week. The new episodes taped the last week of October, just before, when did he die? The first week of November, didn't he? I think second week of November,
seems
to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a special episode that is a tribute to Trebek. He did 8,000 episodes of Jeopardy. He was hired by Merv Griffin. Merv Griffin saw him and said, yep, okay, you're it. 1984. It was 1984. So that's 36 years. And if you look at some of the early shows and look at them in the last year or so, wow. The hairdo was really something kind of cool.
Our friend was a contestant on Jeopardy before the pandemic happened.
Really?
He said that, Alex Trebek was every single thing that he ever dreamed he would be. He was so sweet and just took the time to really talk to everybody, and he was funny and smart, and our friend got a picture with him, and he just said it was just such a surreal experience, because our friend Matt has just been a huge Jeopardy fan ever since he was a little kid. So it's kind of like meeting his hero. And he said he was just so blessed that he got to actually interact with him this year, you know, before everything happened, before the pandemic, and then, of course, before his illness, you know, was really, really at the end. But, it's so wonderful to hear how many great stories people have about him. I mean, isn't that, like, the best legacy you could leave? You know,
super duper.
Everybody felt so special in his presence, and I think that's incredible.
That. I think that's a great lesson in all of our lives, that we think about what people think about us. Some people say, I don't give a damn what people think. Well, it isn't so much that. It's what are you leaving people to think about with regard to you? And so this
guy... I love that old saying. I think I don't know if Maya Angelou originated it, but she is certainly one of the people who perpetuated it. And she said, you know, people may not remember what you do in your life or who you were or how much money you made, but people will always remember how you made them feel.
Yep.
And so every single person that you interact with, that everyone's going to always remember you by how you made them feel. And I think that's what Alex Trebek did. He made everybody feel like they were the only person in the
room.
Super.
And the producer of the show, Mike Richards, said Trebek was exhausted during the last couple of weeks. But he said, you look at these shows and you'll think this guy's as healthy as he could be. He's not sick at all. That's the kind of willpower that Trebek had. He knew he was on his way out. And I guess maybe that think about how impressive that is. That the guy knew he only had days to live, and that he forced his way into into that mood or that mode. And they did actually pretty good, because when you're getting treated for cancer like that, you lose all your hair. And the hairpiece they gave him, I thought was fairly close to what his hair usually looked like, but you could tell he didn't fit in his suits. You know, I mean, the guy was emaciated, but what a wonderful, you're right, wonderful way. To fix, and his family apparently loved him he was a lovable, likable guy. That's, again, that's what you want to be remembered for, I think, as much as anything else. There are a lot of people talking, and I'm sort of going back and forth here, the good, the bad, and the ugly. How many of you remember Samuel Little? Samuel Little, the man authorities say was the most prolific serial killer in the history of our country. He may have killed 80 or 90 people. He had heart trouble. And so I don't know, I guess because he's in California and they don't have the death penalty. That's the only reason he didn't get the electric chair or the death penalty. He'd been in and out of jail for years. He, in 2018, was interviewed by a Texas Ranger. And then that's when the whole list came out. I talked to him for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, and this guy provided details of all the people, and he did horrible. I mean, ugh. So the die was cast for this guy when he went into jail, but he is just, what kind of a person does that? They were all women. Most of them were prostitutes or drug addicts or poor people that nobody really cared about, in a manner of speaking. Anyway, when you think about the others, John Gacy killed 33 people, Ted Bundy 36 people, and this guy 90 some odd. So anyway, good riddance to him. He's trash, garbage, on the garbage heap of humanity. Hey. In a moment, what happens if you live in Florida to your plans for having a vaccine shot? Vaccine? How about, do I call it a vaccination? Well, that's a vaccine shot is a vaccination, right? If you live in Florida, pretty interesting what the routine down there will be. Let's talk about your routine, your daily routine, though. All the things that I have here in my kettle of fish that I've been talking about for either all of this year or most of the year or most of the last 3 or 4 years, I think about Calitrin and how wonderfully well people have done on that. I think about Prevagen There's another one of these, this natural stuff that I talk about, Navage, you know, all of the things in my wheelhouse. People listen to me advertise, say, okay, we'll get this guy to tell our story. Well, one of the great stories is the story of Prevagen, which is it's a supplement, dietary supplement, that has all natural items in it that will improve your brain, because as you get a little older here and there, you are going to forget things. It's called age-related cognitive impairment. And when, believe me, we all have it when we get to a certain age. So you can take care of your brain by adding this brain health supplement, Prevagen. Got a lot of vitamin D in it, amongst other things. It will improve your short-term memory, improve your brain health. The idea of having lots of great flow, your blood flow needs to work well. Everything needs to work well, and that's what this helps you do. So, if you want a healthier brain and a better life, and who the heck doesn't, make this a New Year's resolution. Find Prevagen. You can find it online. You can find it in most health food stores. You can find it mostly in drugstores as well. Prevagen, P-R-E-V-A-G-E-N, for a healthier brain and a better life in the new year.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
DJV Show. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan. If you're in Florida, you can get the vaccine in, this is the first, all the states are supposed to have a plan. Here in Massachusetts, they don't have a plan, and everybody's yelling and screaming at the governor, local officials, state officials, I don't know what they're waiting for, but anyway, if you're going to get vaccinated down there, the county-by-county plan is to vaccinate the elderly, because there are a limited number of doses there, there are lots of lines at the vaccination sites. So it is, and I don't know how else, I mean, first come, first serve in a sense, but don't, in some of the states, don't they, like in New Jersey, don't they give you a number or show up at 10 o'clock or something to get your shot, or is everybody standing in line there too?
No, there are no lines right now because they're doing frontline workers and they're doing long-term care facility. Whether you work in a long-term care facility or if you're a patient there, or a resident, those are the people getting the shots right now. In Florida, what's weird is that there are people, I read lots of different, you know, press interviews with people online,
yeah,
and they're like regular, normal, healthy people. I don't know how you can, in good conscience, step in front of other people
yeah,
in the line like that, but that's the problem. There's no organization. It's a total free-for-all,
yeah,
and it's crazy.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't happen like that to other states.
Take a deep breath. Hubba hubba. Happy New Year. It's 10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
53 after the hour now, it's Tech Talk time, and the review that we do every week of the top five technology items, according to the the watchful eye of Victoria Keelan. All right, so let's get at it. Counting down from five to number one. At number five, the New York Post's Hunter Biden laptop story.
Mm-hmm. So the computer repair shop owner who was cited in the controversial New York Post story about Hunter Biden's laptop, he's suing Twitter for defamation, claiming that their content moderation choices falsely labeled him as a hacker. However, he kind of did hack into the laptop, so I'm not really sure how he's going to, if he's going to win this case. He was actually not labeled a hacker by Twitter. The story was labeled as containing material that had been hacked, which is absolutely true and very provable if this ends up going to court. But the larger issue, I think, that came up after, as this lawsuit went public this week, a lot of people were really still wondering about the authenticity of those emails, because we haven't really heard anything in terms of a follow-up. The FBI is apparently doing an investigation, but we haven't heard anything more. But the real sticking point will be that the metadata, which is like the individual fingerprint of every email, there's no metadata, there's nothing that's traceable, there's no time and date that the emails were created, so it's very easy to assume that they're just fake. And so we don't know, and I'm not speculating, but without metadata, there's no way to ever authenticate those emails. So we'll see where his lawsuit goes and where the entire case goes. It's sort of moving into the new year.
I was going to say, take a rest, fella. See you later. Number four is a Zoomer.
Yep, the video conferencing platform Zoom has had pretty much a blockbuster year. The stock price went up more than 500% this year because of this unprecedented surge in remote work and remote schoolwork for kids. So now Zoom is looking to see what the trends will be for 2021. It's a pretty safe bet that if you're in one of the states that was really hit hard by COVID, you probably will be working from home for the first half of the year. And so Zoom is now looking to really compete with Microsoft's Office 365 platform and Google's Workspace bundle. So they're going to look into offering calendar updates and bookings, email, video conferencing products, things like that. So look for Zoom in 2021 to probably even increase their market share.
All right. Number three is a focus on what the FAA has done regarding drones.
Yep, and so moving into the next few years, the FAA has issued the single biggest set of changes to U.S. drone law since the agency first started taking an interest in this technology. With the proper license, you'll soon be able to fly at night and over crowds of people, but the biggest challenge is in 2023, it may be illegal for you to fly some drones at all unless you retrofit them with your own broadcasting equipment. And the reason for that is you need to always broadcast your location. Meaning you, the drone pilot on the ground, your location must be very visible as well as the location of the drone. And this is for obvious reasons. Flying near airports, flying over crowds of people, anything can happen. Drones are they're so capable of being manipulated in so many ways. So I think that this is a good thing. I don't know why it's going to take two more years to do this, but I don't know that anyone except, malicious drone operators are upset by this. I think everyone else thinks it's a good thing.
That's an interesting category. Malicious drone operator.
Right. Meaning people who like spying on celebrities or other people in the backyard. You know, you're not going to be able to do that anymore. So it's a good thing for privacy.
Number two, what sort of technology did we buy this past year?
Well, in terms of tracking our major purchases, we know that laptops were huge, anything that helps you work from home, home office stuff was huge, even online mattresses saw a huge boom in business because you couldn't really go into the store to try it out, so people started buying mattresses that give you the 30-night or 100-night guarantee, you can sleep on it and try it out, and so lots of kitchen appliances, basically everything that if you think about, everything that made our life at home more comfortable. And so it's not surprising when you take a look at the list. It kind of really shows what we were doing for the entire year, month by month. It's interesting.
All right, so counting down, I think it's appropriate for us, Victoria, to look at the tech winners and losers, what went up, what went down this past year.
Yeah, clear winners, Instacart, Amazon, online grocery delivery, Zoom, Slack, and Dropbox. Those are the clear winners. But for 63 million American workers, everyone worked at home. The internet became the number one source of your lifeline. And so the losers, though, is the technology for kids in school. The remote distance learning
awful.
Has just been really problematic
disaster.
In many ways. Yeah.
Real disaster. All right, there they are, the top five items from this past week, and I guess in a manner of speaking, items that refer to the past year. Here from the world of technology, Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen at 59.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.